In the May election, Adriana Rocha Garcia finished first with 47% of the vote against four other opponents. She and I are at Tripoli's Mediterranean Grill and Coffee Shop. She's 39 and teaches business and marketing classes at Our Lady of the Lake University. She wants voters to know that she's focused on growth, as 1 million new residents are expected to be in San Antonio by 2040.
So that we can plan now so we could keep our neighborhoods intact, so that we could prevent any crime or displacement or anything negative that happens from growth. Responsible growth is definitely at the top of my agenda because there's so much opportunity for it still in District 4.
She says part of addressing the growth is helping existing residents not get priced out of their homes on rising property taxes.
That 55 plus population that might not be able to afford the taxes, what are we doing to help advocate for them, or to help educate them and to help them see what things that they can do so that they can either better prepare or just start planning for the next few years of their life.
Garcia has lived in District 4 nearly all of her life. She says that each age group in the district has different difficulties. For example, those between age 19 and 54 may find it challenging to make ends meet and still have time for family.
How do we get them the skills training that they need so that they could be able to provide a family living wage for their families, so that they don't have to work two or three jobs, so that they are able to attend after school programs with their children, so that they're able to help them with homework?
Johnny Arredondo finished second in the May 4th election with 21% of the vote, setting him up for the runoff. He's 63, and before retirement, he spent about 15 years as a retail supervisor for department stores. If he's elected, he says his goal is to bring the voice of District 4 to the council.
I know what it's like to be overburdened with taxes, and I really feel that the city council doesn't listen to us. I don't feel that they have the best interest of the taxpayer at heart. And I want to let the people of my district know that I will represent them, and they will be the top priority on my list.
We're at a Mexican restaurant called La Fiesta de Jalisco. For Arredondo, there are two big issues, transportation and property tax relief. On transportation, he says there needs to be smart technology and data collection to help best determine what steps the council should take.
The transportation problems that we have, the high traffic that we have, the congestion that we have, those are issues that the city has to address. And they're going to have to address it in a way that is not an overburden to the taxpayer also. They need to make some smart decisions as far as how to solve that problem.
Property taxes should be the city's main concern, he says. He praised the Texas legislature for passing property tax revenue caps, but says there needs to be more action from the city.
I believe all districts are going to see the property tax and the appraisals, and I really feel that that is going to be a major issue, simply because some of these people are being taxed out of their house and homes. The taxes are so crazy. Many people in this area, being that it's an older area, an established area, we have a lot of people that are on fixed incomes.
This is the first time District 4 has an open seat in nearly a decade. Current Councilman Ray Saldana is termed out after serving on the council for 8 years. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.